Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Van Deest Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster, and joining us today is one of our new general surgeons, Dr. Dapka Bakam. First, I have several announcements that I would like to share with listeners. We are excited to announce that Van Deest Medical Center has been named a regional top workplace by the Des Moines Register. This was in their Sunday paper on September 22nd. The top workplace designation is based solely on employee feedback gathered through a third-party survey. The confidential survey uniquely measures the employee experience and its component themes, such as employees feeling respected and supported, enabled to grow and empowered to execute, to name a few. Top Workplaces Regional Awards celebrate organizations that have built people-first workplace cultures. The award marks them as an employer of choice for those seeking employment in the industry. Also, earlier this year, Van Deest Medical Center was named a national top workplace for the healthcare industry. And I just have to say, I am proud to be working for Van Deest Medical Center and proud to be part of such a great team. So congratulations to everyone at Van Deest Medical Center for being named a regional top workplace and a national top workplace. Also, some upcoming events that I would like to share. We're bringing back the walk and talk. Some of you may remember we had done Walk with a Doc previously. It was actually before COVID. And we're bringing back the walk and talk. We invite the community to join us in walking your way to better health. So grab your walking shoes and talk with a physician about your health and wellness goals. Ask any questions you have about how to live a healthier life. So the next walk and talk, or I should say the first one that's coming back, will feature our podiatrist, Dr. Benjamin Willis, leading the walk. It's going to be tonight from 5 to 6 at Brewer Creek Trail. There's really no pre-registration required or really even a check-in. We just ask that you come a few minutes before the walk to join us, and we will meet in the Brewer Creek Trail parking lot right off of Des Moines Street. Again, walk and talk with podiatrist Dr. Benjamin Willis. That's tonight from 5 to 6 at Brewer Creek Trail. And it looks to be a beautiful day for a walk and talk. Next week, we have Kate's Cookies coming back to Van Deest Medical Center. So come on out and get some sweet treats. They have some fantastic chocolate chip cookies. They're going to be in our West parking lot on Tuesday, October 1st, from 10:30 in the morning until 2:30 in the afternoon. Again, it's Kate Cookies. You can find them on Facebook, and they have a menu of delicious items that they are going to be offering next Tuesday, October 1st. The next SALT meeting is coming up next Thursday, October 3rd. Current Frauds, Scams, and How to Protect Yourself is the program topic for the October Seniors and Law Enforcement Together meeting, also the acronym SALT. Like I mentioned, the meeting will be held Thursday, October 3rd. It will be in the upstairs meeting room at First State Bank here in Webster City beginning at 9 o'clock. We will have refreshments served. We'll be providing free blood pressure checks. The meeting itself will get underway at 9:30. We'll have announcements from local law enforcement and officials from area agencies, as well as upcoming events from around Hamilton County. Alicia Schwering and Emily Stockdale of First State Bank will be our presenters and will share real-life examples of scams and fraud, as well as tips on how people can protect themselves from scammers. SALT meetings are free and open to the public. The meetings are held bi-monthly at different locations throughout Hamilton County. Again, the next SALT meeting will be held a week from tomorrow on Thursday, October 3rd, beginning at 9 o'clock at First State Bank. I shared last week during announcements on our radio program, I'm excited to announce Dr. Benjamin Wilkie, who is an orthopedic oncologist with Iowa Ortho, will be joining our visiting specialist team at Van Deest Medical Center. Dr. Wilkie specializes in primary and revision hip and knee replacement procedures, and he uses the latest technology, which is the direct anterior approach, for his total hip replacements. Another specialty he has as an orthopedic oncologist, he specializes in both hip and knee arthritis, bone and soft tissue tumors. He treats patients with metastatic disease and amputee care. He treats both adult and pediatric conditions. We are excited for Dr. Wilkie to start here. He will begin seeing patients in our specialty clinic on October 7th. He will be holding clinics the first and third Mondays of each month. He will be doing his hip and knee replacement surgeries here at our hospital. We are now taking appointments. You can call 515-832-7746 to schedule an appointment with Dr. Wilkie. Also, I've mentioned we have welcomed three new general surgeons. We have Dr. Tim Mayfield, Dr. Casey Joe, and Dr. Dapka Pakam, all now seeing patients in Webster City. You have heard from Dr. Mayfield as well as Dr. Joe, and we have Dr. Pakam joining us today. I do want to mention that we are taking appointments for all three general surgeons. Again, you can call the same number, which is 515-832-7746, to schedule an appointment with any of the three general surgeons today. And lastly, I want to mention the time is here. We have our 9th annual golf outing taking place this Friday, September 27th. We're getting things started at 12 o'clock noon at Briggswoods Golf Course, and our tournament is full. I will share on next week's program all of our sponsors who helped to make this possible, and we couldn't do it without our many sponsors. New this year, I do want to say we have free music following the golf outing. So join us. Even if you're not a golfer, come on out. We're going to have Chris Carr playing from 5 to 7 on the patio. The music is being sponsored by Black Hills Energy here in Webster City. We do want to thank them for their sponsorship. And again, the music is free. There will be food and drinks available for purchase during this time. We have a four-person best shot going on during the day, and all proceeds from our golf outing will support patient care needs at the hospital. Again, this Friday, September 27th, and we're teeing off at 12 o'clock noon. And that does it for my announcements today. I'm excited to get into today's program as we meet and learn more about general surgeon and scope specialist Dr. Dapka Pakam. Good morning, Dr. Pakam. Thank you for joining us on the program today.
Good morning, Lori. Thank you for having me.
Well, welcome. We are thrilled to have you, Dr. Casey Joe, and Dr. Tim Mayfield as our new general surgeons here at Van Deest Medical Center. And this is a chance for our listeners to get to know you. So let's start by you sharing a little bit about yourself.
Thank you. My name is Dapka Pakam. I was originally born not here in the U.S., but I consider myself an Iowan because I have been in the United States since 1975 as an immigrant, and I've always considered Iowa home, and I've always came back to practice in Iowa. So, like I said, I grew up in the Des Moines area, originally in a small town called Carlisle, Iowa, just a little bit south of Des Moines. But then we moved to Des Moines, where I went to junior high and high school, and then I matriculated all the way to University of Iowa for both my undergraduate and medical school. After I finished medical school, I did my residency in Marshfield, Wisconsin, in general surgery, and I returned to Iowa in 2000. And ever since then, I've always practiced in Iowa until today.
Very good. Well, as a grad from University of Iowa, too, I have to say, I have to plug a little Go Hawks there. So glad to hear that. And I'm sure you continue to be a Hawkeye fan.
I'm always a Hawkeye fan.
Through and through.
Through and through.
Yeah. Love to hear that. Terrific. So, growing up, what led you to choose healthcare and specifically into general surgery?
Well, I had an inclination that I wanted to be a physician because one of my, actually, uncle, he now practices in France, but he was the only physician that's within the family, and I've always been fascinated with medicine growing up as a young child, and I always thought I would become a physician one day, and that led me to the career in medicine. I didn't expect to be a surgeon. I went to medical school thinking that I was going to be a pediatrician was my initial goal, and then I did some undergraduate research and some post-undergraduate research in pulmonary medicine, and I had the decision that I was going to go to medical school to be a pediatric pulmonologist. But when I rotated as a medical student at the University of Iowa, after our first year, we're allowed to basically choose to shadow a practice during our first break, and I did my shadowing in Humboldt, Iowa, and that's where I met one of our local surgeons. He actually used to work in Fort Dodge, and he allowed me to be in the room with him and to do the surgery, and ever since then, I guess I was hit with the surgery bug, and I decided I was going to decide to be a surgeon after my first year rotation. So.
That is fantastic. And then to hear the somewhat local tie to Humboldt.
Correct.
Who would have thought? And now here you are providing services in Webster City.
Yes.
Excellent. So talk a little bit about what your general surgery practice looks like, some of the different procedures that you're doing now.
Currently at Van Deese, I'm basically hired to specialize mainly in the endoscopy. So I do both upper and lower endoscopies here at the hospital. So my focus is mainly on upper and lower endoscopies. But I will also occasionally do some emergency surgeries, mainly if we have an emergency appendectomy that needs to go right away. We can always do those when I'm here in the facilities.
Yes, and so we really have in our marketing and advertising, you are our scope specialist.
Correct.
And so maybe talk a little bit about some of the conditions or symptoms a person might have that would lead you to have an appointment scheduled for you.
So with the endoscopy, with upper endoscopy, or what some people call gastroscopy, or EGD is what the most commonly referred procedure. Most of those are basically dealing with patients either with like chronic reflux, heartburns, where you need surveillance to look to make sure you don't have long-term damages, with the risk of having pathology as a result of having chronic reflux. But the other thing is we also do those for people who we are concerned for chronic abdominal pain, ulcer disease, history of any what we call peptic ulcers, or if they have difficulty swallowing, we also perform the upper endoscopy. And for a colonoscopy, majority of our colonoscopies are usually for screening because of colon cancer risk. It is one of the growing cancers in the United States, so if we can catch it when it's a small polyp, which usually takes months to years to develop, when you can take care of it as a polyp, it would be a lot better than to have major surgery for a colon resection as a preventative procedure.
Yes, and if you would, as a reminder for our listeners, share those screening guidelines.
This current screening guideline, it used to be starting at the age of 50, but if you look at data and literature, over the past about 20 years, the earliest age of colon cancer has steadily increased in patients that are younger than 50s. So now the current guideline is actually we start screening people at the age of 45 because about 25% of the patients nowadays will have their first cancer diagnosis below the age of 55. So we can screen about 10 years before. That's the most optimal. But if you also have family history or what we have called genetic disposition, those people can actually even be screened earlier than the age of 45, and they will be covered through your insurance.
You know, we have heard that, and I I do think it is good that the screening guidelines have changed. In your, gosh, in your research and throughout your practice, I mean, Dr. Bakam, what do you think is attributed to those polyps, those cancerous polyps showing up earlier in people?
Well, that's a million-dollar question. Right. Yeah. The unfortunate thing is we don't know why some patient population tend to develop the more polyps or cancer than others. So if I had a crystal ball, then, you know, that's what I would be telling everyone to basically screen. But the problem is we unfortunately don't have the data to show why, because a lot of people think it's most likely environmental, but we can't connect the dots to prove that that's the reason why cancers are detected at a younger age. Yeah. But just like any other disease process, we are seeing more and more cancers in younger patients. So the best way to prevent cancer is to do early screening and detection and prior to developing into a cancer. So,
absolutely. And I'm glad that you mentioned that, because we are seeing it in other cancers too, in younger people and in earlier in life. And the best thing is to get screened. And really the gold standard is colonoscopy.
Correct. There are other modalities. So people talk about the stool test, things like Cologuard or what we call fecal occult or blood within the stools. Those are good for people who absolutely refuse to have any kind of screening with colonoscopy. But if those ever come back as positive, then the next step would be a colonoscopy to detect for colon cancers.
Right. Very good. So if you had a practice philosophy, what would that be? What is important for patients to know about you and how you practice?
Well, my practice philosophy is always patients is always first in my books. That's the reason we go into medicine. It's not to be rich, but it's basically we enjoy taking care of patients and helping patients. And for a surgeon, you know, if we find a problem, we like to fix it. So my practice philosophy is, you know, patients is always first. And that's, I think, everywhere that I practice, we always take patient as the number one priority.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing. Now, here at Van Deese Medical Center, you are seeing patients every Wednesday.
Correct.
You also provide surgery services in other locations, including rural hospitals like ours, correct?
Yes. So since 2015, I mainly practice in rural hospitals, and a majority are critical access hospitals within the surrounding rural hospitals near Des Moines area. So I've done that since 2015. So.
And you're a very experienced surgeon. You've been in practice for how long now?
So I graduated in the year 2000, so I've been a surgeon for almost 24 now, going on 25.
Going on 25 years. Mm-hmm. So outstanding experience that you bring to our hospital, and we certainly appreciate that. What could a new patient expect for a first appointment?
So for consultation, so if you're referred for screening, most of the screenings are basically arranged by your primary care family practitioners and nurse practitioners and physician assistants. Those do not require consultation. But if you do have more than just a screening, if you are having abdominal pain, if you're having symptoms, things like rectal bleeding, blood in the stools, or anything that's abnormal, those basically have to be seen as a consultation first. We'll see you, we'll examine you, and then basically if you need other procedures done, so we basically proceed to schedule a colonoscopy or upper endoscopy, and then we basically schedule that procedure in coordination with your primary care doctor to have that done under what we call a monitored anesthesia with an anesthesia provider to give the sedation. So you'll be very comfortable and not remember the procedure when you're having it.
Which is how most people would prefer it to be.
Correct.
Yes. And as far as time, if someone were to be scheduled for a scope, say a colonoscopy. Basically, they're looking at probably taking one day off of work.
Yes. So for an upper endoscopy, there's really no preparation. So those can be scheduled as soon as the patient wants to have the procedure done. For colonoscopy, we have to perform what we call a bowel prep, which involves cleaning out the entire colon, and that usually is a one day of prepping before the procedure. The day of the procedure, if you're having anesthetics, we recommend that you take the entire day off and not work with heavy machinery or do any driving. So basically it involves about a 2 day prep and procedure to have your procedures done.
And then a person could be back to work?
The anesthetics they wear off pretty much before you're discharged from the mm-hmm. hospital. But some people, they won't remember remember the procedure, and they may not remember what you're doing if you allow them to go back to work the same day. So we generally recommend that you take the day of the procedure off.
Right. So. And definitely have a person that can drive you home. And then, yes, if you're someone that works, you can typically go back to work the next day.
Correct.
Very good. And, you know, when we were talking with Dr. Mayfield, he mentioned that, kind of that time between Halloween and the end of the year, it gets really busy because we know that patients meet their deductibles. And so it is mid-September. So if you're somebody that is due to have a screening and maybe you have met your deductible, now is the time to be thinking about making that appointment. So often people will wait until we get closer to the end of the year, and then it does become challenging to get patients in. So hopefully this program will prompt you to make that appointment, and we can get you scheduled here in our surgery department before the end of the year. When you're not seeing patients, tell us what you like to do with your free time.
Well, on the free times that I have, I do enjoy basically hiking. It's mainly, there's not very much scenery in hiking in Des Moines, but I do live by the Clive Greenbelt, so I do a lot of nature walking and hiking and walking along the trails. I don't have very much time from the biking, but I used to also be a very avid bike rider.
Excellent. This is fantastic to hear. You're an outdoor person. And actually, you know, outside of Des Moines, there are hiking opportunities in the state of Iowa. And hopefully some of your free time will allow you to get out and do more hiking.
Thank you.
Yes. Dr. Bacom, thank you so much for being a guest on our program today. We certainly appreciate having you as one of our new general surgeons here at Van Deese Medical Center. And appointments can be made with Dr. Bacom or with Dr. Casey Joe or Dr. Tim Mayfield. You can call 515-832-7746 to schedule an appointment with any of our three general surgeons today.
Thank you for having me, Lori.
Thank you so much. And that will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Deese Medical Center, where our focus is you.